Okay, the Gemara has on Mendalim base. Says in the name of Shmuel, and Rav is masking to him later on in the Gemara. Gemara says, "Itmar Ketanish Niskat Shalol Dasavia, Amar Shmuel Tzricha Get Tzricha Miun." We need the get because it's a sfeik of the Araisa. If the father agrees, then it's a good kedushin. And you need miun to offset the get because that people will start saying ain kedushin tofis in bachosa, and in reality, it might be tofis, and therefore we need a miun. So let's discuss the din about the tzricha get. So Rashi writes here in Dibur Maskul Hu Shishitu. Had the Amr Tzricha get kisheshirich balavia kodim kedushin vikolas spuke shem nitzratza kishesham avavli kedushin lamafreya. Rashi says that if the father will acquiesce and want to have the kedushin, then the kedushin will be lamafreya. That's what Rashi here says in Mendal and Mubez. So the Ramban here, other Rishonim too, the Rashba, ask on Rashi. We all know Bishlama. If you hold Yehush Shalom Midas is Havi Yehush like Rava, then you can have this type of chalos happen l'mafreya. But we know we paskel like Abaye, that Yehush Shalom Midas is lo Havi Yehush, and Mehecha Tesi that this happens, because at the time of the giving of the money, there was no Das, and later on when you find out the father had Das, there was no Nesina there. So it's very difficult to be mukim the Gemara like Rava, and therefore the Ramban asks, Mehecha Tesi, that if you hold Yehush Shalom Midas, is lo havehe Yehush, how does this work? So that's the Ramban's kasha, and the Rashba's kasha on Rashi, very, very strong kasha. So to the degree that the Rashba writes, that he quotes the Ravid, that makes him kimpton the Gemara, because of this kasha that the Ramban has and the other Rishonim, the Ravid makes a new kimta and says that the simplest reading of the Gemara is that the father's not around. The girl goes to school, right? She comes back and the father asks her how school was. And she said, you know, she had a kedushin that day. And then the father says, oh, the guy's a good guy. That's the Pasha Trot. He wasn't around. But the Ravid makes a new kimta that the father was right there and he didn't say whether he was in agreement or not. And if that's the case, so Lamaisa, it's not considered to be, Lamafreya. The shot is that at that time he was there. We didn't know what he wanted, but he, when he says he wanted it, that meant that he meant it from the very outset, and therefore it's not considered to be Lamafreya. But as the Rashba writes, what forced the Ravid to make the Ukimta was this kasha that the Ramban and the Rashba say. The Rashba himself, though, doesn't agree with this Ukimta, the Ravid. As I said, it's an Ukimta. And the Rashba goes ahead and says that he thinks the pshat in the Gemara is that it's a Tanai. That the father, that the chassan gave money to the girl, Amanasha Irtza, the father. Now, when he says Amanasha, he doesn't mean Davka Amanasha, because we normally assume Amanasha is Kol Ramiashav Dami, and it would work with Mafreya. He means Im. It means a Tanai of Im. And therefore, when the Kiyuma Tanai is fulfilled, when the father is Irtza, then the Kiddush will be Chal from that point on. So the Rashba learns Pshat in the Gemara that it works Midin Tanai. And in fact, he points out two very important Nafgaminas based on that Pshat. Number one is he quotes a Tosefta that says that we always have to be Choshish that maybe the father's Misratza. Even till the day the guy dies. It doesn't say in the Gemara Shah Rishona. He might have been very upset in the beginning, but he might change his mind later. And even in the event that he dies, we have to be choshish that maybe he was what? Ertzah. And therefore what? We should require a get, or in that case, Lamaisa, we should require a get because we're always choshish. That's one nafgamina that comes out according to the Rashba, the way he learns up the Gemara if it's based on Tanai. Another nafgamina he points out is that in the case of Nisachlu Amos, let's say the money is not there, it was used up, it's not there anymore at the time of the Kima Tanai. So the Avni Nevuim says that Pashtus, it shouldn't be a good Kedushin, but the Rashba writes that's not true. We'll learn, God willing, in the beginning of the third parak, The Gemara says that if you give the money to the woman for Kedushin and the Kedushin is not chal, she's got to give the money back. So the hana that she gets for not having to give the money back, the Kedushin lemaisa is like, it's like it's still there. It's kind of like it's still be'en, the money. And therefore, even in the case of Nisach Lamos, the Kedushin will in fact be chal from the time of the Kiyuma Tanai, when the Tanai is going to be fulfilled. Aye, the money's not there, but there's hana that's there. Because the fact that she doesn't have to pay it back, she's getting enough from that time, and therefore the Kedushin is chal. And that's what we learn. We'll see. You learn the Gemara at the beginning of the third parak. Even though the Avnei Miluim says he's wrong in the Rashba, but the Pashup Shah in the Rashba is that in a Hanami, there is Hana. And the truth is that it would happen after me. If the Kedushin would be done by Shtar, the Shtar has to be there at the time of the Kiyum Tanai. If it wouldn't be there, then a Hanami would not be chal. But out to the Kesef, the fact that she's getting in the Hana at that time, she doesn't have to give it back. That would be two very good nafkamins. Rashba is ma'arichan based on the way he learns up the Gemara. So far we have Rashi saying that it's lamafreya, mamish. We have the kasha, the Ramban, that it should be Yerushalayim b'daslo have Yeush. And that motivated the Raiva to make it a kimta that the guy was there. And therefore it's not going to be an issue of lamafreya. He just didn't express that he was misratza. The Rashba writes that it's a case of Almanas Yirtzah, not literally Almanas, but it's a im. And we point out two nafkaminas. Number one, you have to be chayshus that maybe it's Yirtzah, not just Shah Rishon. And number two, in the case of Nisach Wamos, based on the Gemara at the beginning of the third parak against Avni Meluim, we would say that the Kedushin would be good because she's getting Hana, whereas by Shtar, you don't have that. The Shtar would have to be there at the time of the Kiyuma Tanai. This leads us to say the Ramban, because of his kasha, and the Ran is very explicit here. The Ran here on the daf is very explicit. They want to say the following for Rashi. The Ran and the Ramban and the Ran say that it's really based on the concept of Zochen Lam Shalom Bafonim. The bottom line is that the Ramban really spells this out in Chulin Lamites and the Kedushin. There are certain things that are a schus gomer. And even if a guy says he doesn't want it, we assume he's a Meshugana. Butler died, so it's a Kolodim. There are certain things that are a Chov Gomer. And even if a guy wants it, we assume he also is a Meshugana. But there are certain things that are Mixes Chov and Mixes Schus, namely in this situation. You know, he has a mitzvah where the Gemara says, the end of the first parak, to marry off his daughter. So that's the good thing. That's the Schus element. And the Chov element is the fact that he won't be able to make for Nedarim anymore. He won't get her Maisiyah dying. So when you have a category that's mixed, then you need the person to announce which way you want to go. Is it a schus for you or is it a chov for you? And that's exactly what is happening here in this Gemara. They want to say, according to Rashi, that the word is, even though Rashi says lamafreya, but you have to touch it up a little bit, maybe a little more than a little bit, but you have to say it's zachen lam shelo b'fanav. And the expression that he was interested in being a schus was from the day one, and therefore it's not a real lamafreya. And that's how the Ran and the Ramban want to say pshat lamaisa in Rashi. But I saw an amazing Oneg Yom Tov in Simon Kuf Yud Aleph that says a different pshat in Rashi. Oneg Yom Tov says like this. Oneg Yom Tov wants to say there's a famous Ran in the Dharma, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where the Ran develops that when a man is Makadosh a woman, every kinyan halacha has three ingredients. We have Das Makta, Das Kain, and Maisa Kinyan. And he wants to claim that when it comes to Kedushin, you don't really need Das of the Isha in a formal sense. She just has to let the husband take her. It's basically, his lashon is, she makes herself hefker, and the husband takes her in. It's like she doesn't mind that he takes her. And therefore, Rav David Lifshitz Atzal said that if you look at the next line of that Ran, he thought the Ran was backing out of this. But in all the yeshivas, this Ran is a famous Ran, where the Ran is saying that she's really, you need Das of the Chosin, you need a Maisa Kedushin, but the woman just has to let her, so she makes herself after, and the husband takes her. So it's not a formalized Das. So if you say like this Ran in the Dharm, says on a Yom Tov, it's possible to suggest that when you talk about those topics in Bava Metzi, about Yeush, the other topics on the daf there are, Nichusa for Kabbalah's Tuma, and you talk about Minui Shlichus, those topics are a chalos where you need positive das. But when you talk about the concept of Kedushin from the woman's perspective, the Das, the Ran says it's not a formalized Das. She's just letting the husband take her. And if that's the case, then you're not going to be stricken with this problem that it's considered to be Lamafreya. And therefore, Lamaisa, because the bottom line is that she's letting herself be taken. If that's the case, I just want to point out the Ran himself here said a different Pshat Rashi. So Ran himself did not say the Shtikl Torah in Rashi, maybe because Rav David Zatzal said that he was backing out of it. But whatever the case might be, the bottom line is it's not a pure Lamafreya, she's letting herself be taken. And with that in mind, he forempers a Rashi, Lishitasu, and Yavamas on Kuf Tesim and Alf. We know our case is here where the father was alive, but if the father's dead, you have a katana, and the mother or the brother marry her off, and the Rambam says even if she marries herself off, that's an Nisun Drabanan. And there are 2 days in the Gemara in Yavamas, Taf Kuf Tesim and Aleph, that if you want to develop into becoming Nisun in that Torah, do you need a Bia, or does it naturally happen if she's a Nara? So Rishonim are all bothered by, if you hold like that second day, that it happens without a Bia, how does it happen? So Rashi says at Kuf Tesim and Aleph that it works in a manner that it works L'mafreya. That the original money that was given is going to kick in L'mafreya because he gave it knowing that if she grows up to be a Nara and she's not Mamayin, it's going to naturally go plug in well. So the Ritvodner and Yavam's Kuf Tesim, that's the same kasha. How could that be? What do you mean L'mafreya it works? At the time, L'maisa, she had no, there was no father. And you wanted to kick in later, L'maisa, there's no Maisa that comes along with that. So the same kasha the Ramban asks here, the Ritva asks on Rashi there. So the Onigantav says that's the pshat. The pshat is, it's not a pure Lamafreya. The pshat is that she's letting her husband take her. So she's letting her husband take her. You don't say that's a formalized das. And that can be done in such a manner, only when you say it's a chalais. You know, one could argue Yehush is Yehush a chalais, but let's assume that it is, like Rashi says in Bar Metzia many times, it's a hefker. But in this situation, it's not considered to be a chalais. She just needs, it's an ik peda that she's letting the husband take her. If that's the case, that can be done in this lamafreya manner. Yeah, but that's like she's letting herself. It's like she's letting herself. She's not playing an active role. The next line, he says, she's mafkers herself. That's what Rav David Zatzal was saying. But that line, she's mafkers herself. He says very beautifully, the Onigantav. There's a famous places there in that sugya and they see us. If I'm not home and someone comes to my home and takes a bottle of Coke, drinks the Coke, is that permissible? So Tosis says, I didn't know about it. It should be Yehush Shalom Midas. We passed the law of Yehush. Maybe it's Gezer. So there's a Shach in Simon Shimon Ches that argues on Tosis. And he says, no. The Shach says it's an umdu de muchach. It's not a lot of money. It's a Coke, it's not champagne, and you're a friend of mine. What's the big deal? So the Shach is cholik on that. There's a Ksos in Reishon and Ches that is cholik on the Shach and holds like Tosis and says, no, it's also for a guy to take that Coke without permission. So the Shach doesn't say exactly what he means, why he holds its mutter. He does say Indu de Muchach. So the Onigantav says, this is the Pshat. I don't have to be machmid you the Coke. I'm giving you Rishus. I'm giving you reshus. That's not formalized. That we have to what? We have to make kinyanim in that sense. And therefore, an umdu de mucha certainly suffices. It's like an ik payment. That's all shy. There's a rat in the dirt. If I have you over to my house to eat, are you making a kinyan in the food? There's a spas emes that is a chumrah by the matzahs, by the seder, to be mak your guests, the matzahs. We have bailus on the matzah shul mitzvah. But the recipe is a Frank writes, Iran in the dorm says, anytime I have a guy over, it's like in the scene, it's just, are you making a kinyan in it? Okay, it's questionable whether a guy's making a kinyan in it. But whatever the case might be, it could very well be that if you say this Shtikl Torah, then Lamaisa, one could be Masbir, what Rashi really is driving at in this Kiddush. The only thing is that, like I said, the Iran himself doesn't say it. And I think maybe we could point out that the Onigantav is mamish against the Rashi. Which Rashi? On Memdalam and Aleph. What did Rashi say on Memdalam and Aleph? Rashi Zok, he says, Kedushin Midaita, Dibi'inin Das Maknit. Kedushin Midaita, Dibi'inin Das HaMaknit. What is that? That's not Ik Peidin, no. In fact, the Mesor Shashas on Dav Bezim and Beis, right, and over here, asks the steer to Rashi. Rashi in the New Testament Beis quotes a Pasuk, right? Rashi says, Rashi here says Nivamas Yitesme Beis. So either you say it's a Svara, or it says Kedushin Dalma, Balcha Beis Ali Shacher, Dvarim Chavtal, Nidaita Mashu. It's quoting a Pasuk. So maybe you want to say this is by Maimer, Shizkuka Vomedis, but by Kedushin Dalma, you need a Pasuk, right? You need a Pasuk. So whether it's a Svara of Kedusha Balkin Yonim Nidas Makne, or it's based on a Pasuk, right? However you want to fret for those Steer and Rashi, but it seems like you need a formalized Das, no? Doesn't mean that it's ikpeded. So look, that's the kasha. I wanted to point out maybe perhaps on this oneg yonta, but it's a beautiful shtickle. Am I saying for reference this kasha? Also, I wanted to point out on Memvavim and Aleph. What did Tosis say here in Dirmasko Bein E, the second Tosis? He points out at the end of the Tosis, Lumiu Laperish Kuntzis Lo Kasha Midi. The Perish Hol B'Shas Kabbalas Hakadoshin Lo Nitzratza Av. In Basel, Lachzer, Kodesh, Nisratza, Av, Choseres, Lomani, Su, Ritzu, Av. So the Maran learns Pshat and Rat, learns Pshat in this place. They're saying, according to Rashi, the Kodesh is Chal only when? Vite later, not Lamafreya. So Luchur, it's a steer in Rashi's. Unless you say, and Rav Shimon writes in the Shari Yosher, that our Rashi that we started with, he doesn't mean Lamafreya, he means the Mice is Lamafreya. But the Chaloi say Kodesh is going to kick in later. So if you learn like Rav Shimon's Pshat and Rashi, the whole kasha of the Ramban is for Emfer. He's asking Rav Yishmael Mess. Rashi didn't mean Lamafreya. He meant the mice is Lamafreya, and the Chalei is going to kick in later. But it could be maybe the way to answer this steer in Rashi. This Rashi, the way Tais is saying it, works later. And this Rashi saying Lamafreya, I thought Lamice, and I saw it later in the Makneh, and that is a telling Eliezer. Where's Eliezer? Where's Eliezer? He's not here. So the Makneh says that when there's a Shiduchim, Lamaisa, then Lamaisa, it'll work Lamafreya. When there's no Shiduchim, Lamaisa, it'll work Mikan Lahavo. So that's what I was in the Makneh actually says that. So the Rashi we started with, there was Shiduchim, so that'll work Lamafreya. The run that Rashi and Memvav was talking about, the way Tais is saying is when there was no Shiduchim, so it'll only work Chal later. Also, I was thinking, but this is not a good Teretz, I was thinking that might depend whether you hold like Rav or Ravasi. So the problem is that this memory, the Baal memory and Rashi and Dal and Beis is Rav and Shmuel. So it's very hard. It's Rav. So it's very hard to say Lamaisa that one Rashi says to my friends according to Rav, and the other one is Rav, and the other one is Ravasi. When this is the Baal memory is Rav. So that answer is a very difficult answer, but that's the first shtickle, first mahalach I wanted to say about Kedusha Shalol Das Aviyah. Okay, the Gemara has later on in Mem Zayin and Beis, Shechter Shlita mentioned last week, that the Gemara has this machlaikis, Milva Bishtar, and the Gemara says that, what's the machlaikis? So the Gemara says, in one of the possibilities, it says on the bottom of Mem Zayin and Beis, it says that Reb Meir, who holds, if you're Mekadosh and Isha B'Shtar Chov, it's Mekadosh, holds like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that we hold Osius Nikas B'Mesira, and the Chacham hold that Kiddush is not Mekadosh, don't hold like Rabbi. They hold that the Chacham hold that you need Osius, you need Ksiva and Mesira in order for it to be good. So, I have a Shtar Chov that someone owes me money. I have a Shtar Chov on it, and I want to sell the Shtar Chov. That's a separate topic. Mechira Shtar is the Rabbanan D'Oraisa. The Rif writes the Shmir Mechira Shtar is the Rabbanan. That's why we hold, it's a weak type of kinyan. That's why we hold that you still hold the reins, and therefore you could be what? You could be Mochel. Rabbeinu Tam says Mechira Shtar is works Minatayr, because Rabbeinu Tam develops this theory. There's Shibud Aguf and Shibud Nechasim. Shibud Aguf you keep, the Shibud Nechasim you sold. So since the Shibud Aguf you kept, you still could be Mochel. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Mechira Shtar is D'Oraisa. So that's a very important machlokes you have to know. But here we're talking about, I have a Shtar Chov, and I want to sell the Shtar Chov. So according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, all I can do, I can give the Shtar over to someone. That's it. Osios Nikos Ben Mesir. That's fine. Now, Lamaisa, we paskin, do you need Osios Nikos Ben Mesir? You need Ksiv Ben Mesir. But the Rashbam in Baba Basra does paskin like Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And as I said, we don't hold like him. Tosis on the bottom here on Mem Zayin and the Beis by us, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach Vav, Paskin the Chacham and Niv Ksiva and Mesira. So the question is, according to Rabbi HaKadosh, so I could just give it over and done, finished. Why did the Chum, why are they cholek that you need to have both ksiva and mesira? And again, ksiva is you write, you need to write up a separate document attesting to the fact that I lent this guy money and I'm giving you now the rights to collect by giving you the shtar. So that's what the word ksiva means. Let's just get it clear. Mesira is giving over the shtar chov that I have. Ksiva is writing up a separate piece of paper attesting to that fact and I'm giving it over. So why is it that the Chachamim argue and that's the Psak Halacha? So the Ritva right here says as follows. The Ritva says, well, the piece of paper has some utility to it. The Gemara says above Metzian, you can stuff up a bottle with a piece of paper. So I don't know how great that utility is, but it is a utility. So when I'm most of the shtar over to Roi, I am giving him the ability to stuff up a bottle with it. So that's the Mesira. But why do I have to write up another shtar? I have to write up another shtar because for the shibud on the karka, the ability, we know when there's a loan, there's a concept of shibudim, right? The Gemara says in the end of Abbasu, shibudi deraisa, shibudi derabana. That's a whole separate topic for a chabura. However you want to say how it works, whether it's a mixus kinyan, like the Ritva says in Kiddushin here on Yigim Beis, or you say let's arvis, or say it's a kserzakos, or you say it's a mitzvah, there are four possibilities how shibudim work. Whatever the case might be, but the notion is that when I give over the shtar, he needs to make a kinyan on that shibud. And one of the ways you do shtar is kesher shtar chazaka, so we're saying it has to be done with shtar. So basically, there are two things going on here, according to the Ritva. I'm giving over the shtar for the utility, and that's through Mesira, and that's metalpolin, right? Mesira works as a good kinyan for metalpolin. Mesira is giving over from one to another. Right? It's 2 days in Tyson Baba Basra. When you do Mesira, do you have to actually give it miyad liyad, or is enough to direct the guy? It's 2 days in the Tyson there when you do Mesira. But the bottom line is that there are two things going on. I'm giving over the shtar, which is metalpolin, and I'm giving over the ability of the shibudim, and that is done through a separate shtar, and that's how the Ritva is masbir why the Chachamim argue. And that's the pshat of the Ritva right here. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonah in Bava Basra argues, the Aliyah said Rabbeinu Yonah, and truth is in Rashbam as well, they say not that way. They say that really, the shtar, the ksiva, is needed to clarify this exact nakuda, that I'm not just giving over the piece of paper to Roy to fill up, you know, stuff up his bottle, but I'm giving him the ability to collect on the karka if the loan is not paid. And we'll get back to it, but in short, basically what we're saying is that according to the Ritva, the shtar is a shtar kinyan. And according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, the shtar is really a shtar raya that there was a loan. Right? We're all familiar. Let's present it that we should all be familiar with it. You know, there's two types of shtaris. There's a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya, right? The Rambam writes in the Chazedish that shtaris are the Rabbanan. So frek the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos, how do you have a get? Gets in the Chumash. Gets a shtar. So both the Nesivus and Reb Chaim, and there are differences between the two, but that's not for now. The way they formulate it, but for our purposes, the Nesivus and Reb Chaim say that when the Rama meant that shtaris are the Rabbanim, he meant by a shtar raya, but a shtar kinyan, in fact, is minotar a get, shtar kedushin, right, a kinyani, shtar shichra is a shtar kinyan, and in this situation, Rabbeinu Yonah says that the shtar we're writing is a shtar raya, that there was a lull. So basically, these are the two approaches they want to build up. The Ritva's Havana against the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashbam. There's a third sheet in Rishon, the Rosh. The Rosh says there in Bava Basra and Daf Ayin Zayin that the Iker Kinyan is the Ksiva. You just need the Mesira to go along with it. Okay, but you should just know there's a third day in Rishon. But let's work on the first two, Lamaisa, because there are many nafkaminas that emerge from these two approaches as to what the function is. For example, if you take a Shtar Muktam, what's the din of a Shtar Muktam? A predated get. Predated shtar halva. So the date was predated. So machlokes Rashi and the Rambam on one hand against Taisus, can it be go over from the Bnei Chayrim? There's no shibudim. right? Tysus says the whole thing is possible. But according to Rashi and Rambam, if you go over from Bnei Chorin, there's no Meshubadim. There's no Shibunim there. There's no Shibunim. You don't have to worry about the Lekuchos. So what's the din in such a case? That would be a very good Nafkamina. Because according to the Ritva, the purpose of the shtar is to be Kona Shibudim. Well, there are no Shibudim here. All there is the ability to collect from Bnei Chorin. So according to the Ritva, you wouldn't need Ksiva. All you would need is Mesira, even if you hold like the Chachamim. But if you hold like the Rabbi Yonah, that it's needed to clarify what's going on, you still need to clarify what's going on, even by the what? Even by the Shtar Muktam. So that's one very good Nafkamina. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a lot of Nafkaminas. It's all in Siman Samach Vav. Very, very interesting. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, he talks about Lamais, the case of Ksav Yadav. Gemara says the end of Avasa, Mishnah says that an IOU also only collects from Bnei Chorin. If I write an IOU to someone, there's no Edim on it. You only collect from Bnei Chorin the freed up property that the Lova has, not from the Lekuchos. So the Machaber says, Beferish, by Ksav Yadav, he says, Beferish here, in Siv Dalin, that you need to what? You need to have Ksivu Mesira. This is what the Machaber writes, Beferish. So you see that when it comes to what? He says in Siv Simen Samach Vav Siv Vav. So reading in the middle of Siv Vav, he says, Chen Shtar Shal Ksav Yadav, Hei Niknim Ksivu Mesira. If you hold that, like the Ritva, that it's the Kodesh, there are no Shibudim. So why should you need Ksiva? The Sira should suffice. But if you hold like Rabbeinu Yonah, it seems like the Machaber is saying like the Rabbeinu Yonah here, and therefore you're going to need, he's going to be Machmer, and you need to have, you know, this whole Shiloh, 2 days in Rishon, Tosis quotes in Ksubas, and Chaf Aleph and Aleph, is Parati Neman Neged Ksav Yodah. That's a big Shiloh in the Rishon. So do you say Shtar Chabiyari, my boy, by against the Ksav Yadav, but it's a Mishnah that it's not going from the Chasim Shibadim, an IOU. So you see, Beferish, that would be the second Nafkamina. So number one, Shtar Muktam, that's not quoting Shulchan Aruch, we said outside. That Machlek is shown in Tosin, the first daf in Rosh Hashanah, and the bottom Tosis quotes this Machlek as Rashi and Rambam against himself, whether it can be Govah Bnei Chorin from a Shtar Muktam, and then Ksav Yadav, the second Nafkamina. Now, a third Nafkamina is, and this, he goes the other way, L'chumra, we say you need Ksivu Mesira, but it says in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ritva points it out right here too, that it's got to be reversed. You have to do L'maisa, the Mesira, before the Ksivu. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Beferish here, that you need it to be done L'maisa, and Siv Dalet. He says, Yesh Mishomer Shesarach Mesiris Ashtar Konim Ksivu Sashibut. There is a Radbaz, he says Yesh Mishomer, so he's hinting to that. There is a Radbaz that says you have to do Lefi Loshon of the Gemara, that you have to do Ksiv and then Mesira. But we don't paskel like that. We paskel got to do the other way. And what's the lumdus? It's a Svara, says the Ritva. Because a Shibu without a Shtar is nothing. So you got to give the Shtar over first, and then you do the Shibu. It has to be done in the Gemara's Loshon is Lav Dafka. Gemara's Loshon is Lav Dafka. In fact, if you look in Rashi there, Rashi in the bottom of Mem Zayin Beis, he says, see how he flips it? So it seems like Rashi held like that as well. And he said, so Rashi flips it. So it's very meduyuk that if you hold like the Ritva and it functions like that, in that sense, like it's a Shtar Kenyan, then it has to be what? The Shtar's got to be in first before the Shibu. Shibu without a Shtar is a nothing. However, if you hold like Rabbeinu Yonah, that the whole point is to clarify, it's very mistaber that should be done first. That you should clarify what it is before you give it over. Maybe it's too late, Taka even. Maybe. But Lamais, it's very mistaber that it should be done first. Like I said, like the Rabbaz says in the Yesh Misha Omer, and it's mistaber that you should be clear before giving over what its purpose is. So it should be clear that what its purpose is, then Lamais, it makes sense that you're going to need the Ksiva first, and then what? And then the Mesira. And it seems to be that the Machaber siding, at least with the Ritva, I'm saying it's L'chumra because I'm just positing that if you hold like Rabbeinu Yonah's approach, that it's Mestaber that it would be have to be done before. And I don't know, it's Vadai, but Lamaisa seems like in that Nafkamini, he's siding with the Ritva. Next Nafkamini that you have that works out very interestingly is in Sif Dalid. It says, Beferish in the Mechaber, he points out that, I'm sorry, not in Sif Dalet, Sif Tes, he points out that there is a notion, Lamaisa, that you have to make sure that there is Mesira Miyad Liyad. As we call it Ksiva Mesira, but the Mechaber quotes from the Ritva, you need Hakbah Meshicha. You really need Hakbah Meshicha. If it's one piece of paper, you do Hakbah. If there's a lot of piece of papers, it's many stars, you need a bag, so you need Meshicha. It's too heavy to lift up. You have to do the derech of what it would be. The only reason why you need Mesira is to give it over Miyad Liyad, or Das Acheres Makna. We call it Ksivu Mesira, but really it's a Hakbah or a Meshicha. But Lamais, the reason why it's called the Mesira is because you have to do Miyad Liyad to give them over full auspices, or have Das Acheres Makna. So therefore the Mechaber says in Siftes that if the guy's Mafker the star, he says it's not good. Meaning if I have a star Alva, and I'm Mafker it. Guy picks it up, it's not good. You need Ksivu Mesira. You have to give it over. Guy can't just pick it up after I'm after it. Why not? The Mechaber says, "Gedas Acheres Makta." You have to give it over. So the Shach, right here on the spot, the Shach says, anyway, it's not good. It's not good because you didn't do Ksiva. We paskin the Ksiva Mesira. So if you're after it, you didn't do a Ksiva. You didn't do a Ksiva. You have to do a Ksiva. Lamaisa, you didn't do a separate Ksiva. Shach says, "Lav mihacha." He says, "Dal mihacha." Right? You didn't do the ksiva. So the Shach quotes from the Maram Lublin, he argues on it, but he quotes from Maram Lublin that it could very well be that when you're mafkarit, you're showing you're not mishar anything. So if you're showing you're not mishar anything, then Lamaisa, you can understand, that it's not so pashit that what you need to have to do ksiva. If I'm mafkarit, I'm also showing it. That type of thought, that approach works very well with the Rabbeinu Yonah. You're making it clear, you're mafkarit. If you hold like the Ritva, that would not go so well, Lamaisa, that notion. As long as you're making it clear that you're not Mishar anything, that goes just for clarity purpose. Like a star Rai, you want to make sure everything's clear. If you're taking from the perspective that it's a Kenyan, that necessarily would not be necessarily so. So that would fit in well, that line, the Maram Lubin, and then the Rebachaber has to come out of the Svar. You need Dasagar Smakta to give over the whole thing. You need the star to give over the whole thing. And you need a separate ksiva, so you have to give over the whole thing. But that svara of the Maram Lublin would work well with the Rabbeinu Yonah, even though at the end of the day, as I said, you need Das Acheres Makna, that doesn't work, halacha l'maisa. So this notion of whether you call it a shtar kinyan or a shtar raya has a tremendous nafka mina, because the Mechaber says in Sif Zion, he says, in Sivvav, he says, Yeshtar, Sivvav, not Zayin, Vav, Shtar Asui Bar Kosho Goyim, he says, Lamaisa, in such a case, is that going to be good or not? So he says it's good. In Sivvav, he says it's good. So Rabbi Kivega, Frek the Kasha right there. Shtar Hakna, Nirabane Kashali, Hashtar, Zeh Havishtar Kinyan, Dal Yodo Kona Shtar Chol, Kedel Siv Beis, right? The Gemara Gittin Yudim and Beis has 2 days in the Gemara. Whether a Shtar Kinyan is a Shtar Kinyan good Barakos or not. We Paskin, it's not. Mechaber says himself. So what's going on here? So you can forever the Mechaber by saying, according to Rabbi Yonah, it's not Shtar Kinyan. It's a Shtar Raya. Now, granted, we got to somehow figure out what the Mechaber holds. But the din is the din. He's saying, if you hold it to Shtar Raya, this is going to be a Kula. We had one din he held like Rabbeinu Yonah regarding the Ksav Yodah. Then we had the Ritva about the order. Then we have the Maram Lublin Sfaro that works with Rabbeinu Yonah. Now it's going like Rabbeinu Yonah Lekula. Okay. We have to figure out what the Mechaber Sheet is. But I'm saying the din is the din. If you hold it, it's not a Shtar Kinyan. If you hold it to Shtar Raya, it's not a problem at all. That's why it's good. Don't forget the Kasha from the Mechaber later on. So that would come out very good to answer that. That nafka mina, an answer to Rabbi Kivager's kasha. The Tosfos Rid in Bava Basra and Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph gives the following case, and that is that what happens if you have a star abal yedei in mesira? You have no edi chasima. You have a star that says X, lent money to Y, and there's edi mesira, but there's no edim on the star. So the Tosfos Rid says that would be fine. That would be fine only if you hold it the nature of the star, like the Ritva is a star kinyan. Shtar Kinyan is good like that. You give over the piece of the shtar, that's fine. We paskin it, Mr. Karsu, like Rebbe Lazar, right? But if you hold that's a raya,
The Rav Zatzar, Rav Shechter Shlita, always quotes from the Rav that you can't have a Shtar Raya without Erech Sima on it. Even though Rav Sarfati Shlita, my soul, always pointed out that Pnei Yeshua has two, there's 2 days in Gittin and Chav Beis and Beis. If you follow the Cheshbon in the Gemara, Pnei Yeshua seems to say that there's a day in the Gemara that says you could have a Shtar Raya with just Eidim Asira. But that's it's a Pella. Poshup Shad is like the Rav Zatzar. And therefore, Lamaisa the Tezis Rid is a very good nafkamina. If you all just start kinning like the Ritva's approach, then good. A star abai day in Mesira would be fine. When you do the Mesira and this kasav umasr, that siva is a star raya, then you have to have Edi Chasim, but it's a star kinning, Edi Mesira would suffice. And then, Lamaisa, this leads us to the following. There is a. I forgot to mention, one of the hechreich of the Rabin Yoina, that it's a shtar raya, in the aliyah of the Rabin Yoina, he says, you know, the three kinyanim we mentioned by karka, kesef, shtar, and chazaka, why must it be ksav? Let it be done with kesef. Let it be done with kesef. Why is there a need to have shtar? He says, it must be then the shtar is a shtar raya, it's not a shtar kinyan. Why is there a need to have that? So how would you answer that? So the Rimigash basically says, because even though it's a shtar kinyan, but you want it to tell the story. There's maybe an abyssal also. You want it to make sure that it's clear also. The Rimigash says you want to, it's got to be dafka through a shtar that tells that story. But that's the kasha that was machriach the Rabbeinu Yoina. So the Ksos in Sifkot and Hay asked the following kasha. The Mechaber says something very interesting in Simon Samach Vav. He says that the shtar has to come to the biyado. In the end of Sif Beis, he says, "Yesh mishomer shesarch shetov liyado osaksiva." That ksav, I have to give it over to Roi. I actually have to give it over. So the ksav says, "Yesh mishomer." I'm the shach and Sifkon Yonav says, "Yesh mishomer." It's a davar pashin. I didn't find anyone that has points this out. Davar pashin, I'll be smart that I have to give it over to him. Why do you even have to say it? It's a davar pashin? Bain if you hold the shtar kinyan, like the Ritva. Then if you hold a shtar raya, you have to hold it. You need tvisas bala shtar for it to be a raya. So the ksos has the following kasha in Sifkot Nei. Frek the kasha, says, it says in Shulchan Aruch that a katan can be yours his father's shtaris. What happens if the katan wants to sell the shtar? So, lemaisa, how could it work? You need misir v'shtira, and we have a klal and ksubas of bobas, ain't adam chos menal, Starl and Ken Godel on a cut we don't do. So how does he able to do transactions on these stars? So the Ksos is an amazing chiddush. The Ksos says he's like it's an extreme chiddush. Not a star kinyan like the Rifa. Not a star raya like Rabbi Yaina. It's like a birur maisa. He says it doesn't have to be tovel liado, and it's good even for a cotton. The Ksos is saying more than Rabbi Yaina. Rabbi Yaina says beferish that it has to be given over. The guy has to hold the raya in his hand. It has to be given over. But the Ksos is saying, no, it's just a beer on mice. It's not a shtar kinyan. It's not even a shtar raya. It's even less than that. And therefore, we don't have to give it over. The Edom could hold it. I could just give it to Edom. Let them hold it. That's fine. Because if they're right. I don't have to give it over to them. And it's enough to say that a katan would be good. Because it's not really a formalized shtar. It's not a shtar kinyan shtar raya. It's like a beer on mice. And that's how the Ksos is ma'asbir, why that's considered to be good. So it comes out that there is a need to have the ksiva, not just mesira. Shaila is whether it's a shtar kinyan, shtar raya, or maybe even less, like we're saying the ksos. But that's the bira dover lamaisa. Why we paskin the chum? What the requirement of ksiva is with all these nafkaminas that we had, and the fact is, what is the nature of a shtar? It could be three different possibilities. Okay, which about tzlochan chazara and the bechina? Stop here.